I find myself never speaking for the station. Tony Katz at 93 WIBC. I don't speak for Kendall and Casey. I don't speak for Hammer and Nigel, nor do I speak for Guy Relford or Ethan Hatcher. I don't speak for Tony Kinnett. I don't speak for Matt Bear. I don't. And they don't speak for me. I don't speak for the producers here, nor our executive producer, Matt Hiblin, nor our program director, David Wood. But I don't feel I'm going far out on a limb to say that all of us are watching what just happened yesterday at Sullivan Hardware and Garden to our fellow host and our friend Pat Sullivan and his team. Because across the street at a gas station, there was a car crash that then, for whatever reason, devolved into someone shooting. And one of the bullets went across the street and shot one of the Sullivan Hardware employees. I don't have any updates on conditions that I can share. I have nothing more than that. The people at Sullivan Hardware, unbelievably decent folk, who give their time not only in terms of working hard and building a brand, and there should be no question as to whether or not what Pat Sullivan has done and the Sullivan family has done to Sullivan Hardware and Garden and the growth of that business is just extraordinary. But the people who work there are people who want to work there. Lifers. People who are committed. People who know you when you walk in the door. And there is no question that Sullivan Hardware and Garden are people who give. And everyone there, these are the people who host Radiothon. These are the people always doing the events. Never mind what they do with Santa and the train. I don't even understand it. Right? All right, agreed. Sullivan Hardware and Garden never sells a menorah. I'm trying to fix that. But aside from that, these are incredible people. Even if they weren't incredible people, and even if Pat Sullivan wasn't amongst the most decent, Pat Sullivan, Denny Smith, that entire crew, you're sitting or you're standing, you're working, you're doing your job, and the next thing you know, you've been shot. Because somebody can't figure out how to handle their business. Because somebody else decides how dare you and doesn't know how to control their emotions. I have been through a world where you can't control your emotions. It absolutely is horrific, but I figured it out. The problem is, as a society, we have not, and we continue to fail to address the subject. Well, here it is. Years ago, when I started addressing violence in the city of Indianapolis, I had people who told me, it's a self-cleaning oven. It's just gang on gang. It's no big deal. Do you know how absolutely ignorant that position was and is today? My exact words were, it doesn't stay there. It doesn't stay in the downtowns. It doesn't stay in certain neighborhoods. Feel the air quotes. It expands out because it becomes accepted. I do not speak for this station. I do not speak for any of the hosts. I do not speak for any of the producers. I do not speak for the staff. I can say clearly without an ounce of hesitation, and I will let those hosts decide to discuss it as they will. Anything we can do to help Pat Sullivan, to help Sullivan Hardware, to help the entire team, the entire family there, all you have to do is ask, and we will be there in a second. There will be no question. There will be no waiting. There will only be arriving and doing the thing that is necessary. It's an absolutely horrific story. I am not sure of the condition of the woman who was shot. I'm assuming when the time is right, not from some unofficial source, but in an official capacity, we'll get information. Whatever Sullivan Hardware needs, whatever Pat Sullivan needs, whatever this woman needs, exactly what we're going to do. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning.